Hey, it's the Pete here for the Pete Podcast, recording on May the 4th, be with you. It's like you're a Star Wars fan with a lisp. Anyway, yeah, it is May the 4th as I record this. I am a Star Wars geek, so it's impossible for me to not make some sort of reference to it. It's still, I'm just going to talk about being a Star Wars geek for like 5 seconds. It's so strange to me to be pleased with Star Wars again, and to be not, you know, ashamed of Star Wars anymore. I mean, there's the prequel trilogies that we can all be ashamed of. I'm pretty sure they are why aliens do not visit us. Certainly one of the reasons, anyway. But yeah, it's just kind of weird. I'm like buying Star Wars junk again, and I gotta be careful because I don't want to get out of control. I've already got my Millennium Falcon Bluetooth speaker and my BB-8 and a few other silly things that are just fun and help fill me with joy and help fight the depression I tend to feel when I look at the world. Speaking of which, Donald Trump. Yeah, so he's apparently going to be the Republican nominee, and I was amazed to see Cruz just cave like the weasel he kind of is. So it's basically going to be Trump at the Republican convention. He'll be nominated. I'm actually, not to sound too anarchic, I sort of feel like I don't like violence. I'm generally a pacifist, but nothing brings home how absurd a system is like violence. And I gotta be honest, there was a part of me that was sort of quietly hoping the Republicans would be kind of dumb and try to fight Trump. Try to take on Trump, you know, we're not going to let you run the party and be our nominee. And then, of course, there would be riots at the convention. I'm glad that's not going to happen. I'm glad that there will be no violence. But there's part of me that was sort of like, yeah, but if that happened, at least we'd be able to recognize how messed up the system is, where someone as blatantly incompetent and unqualified can be the Republican front runner. And so, you know, so with that in mind, I'd like to say, vote Hillary, please. every year I say, or every presidential race, I say, I'm not going to vote in the next presidential race. I promise myself. And this has happened since the second Bush term. And then Obama ran, and I'm like, I'm not gonna not vote for the first black guy, Obama, and I'm like, but I'm not gonna vote again. I'm not gonna vote for Obama in for his second term, because what's the point? He'll totally win. But then Romney was running, and I'm like, I don't want to take a chance. Romney's really horrible. And then of course, we have Hillary, running against Trump. Of course, I'm gonna vote for Hillary now. I mean, I want to vote for the first lady president, but, you know, I don't like Hillary. I really don't like her at all, and pretty much the only reason I'm going to vote for her is because I like her more than I like Trump, or I hate her less than I hate Trump. I don't hate Hillary. I'll be fine with her, but you'll be hearing plenty of criticism from me on this very podcast from her, or about her. Anyway, so let's just hope we all vote for Hillary, you know, and we don't end up with a President Donald come 2017. But as I approach the 5-minute mark, I actually don't have time to do an extended podcast for the Patreon supporters. I actually do have some other content, exclusive content I need to post on there. I've been so behind on things, just been really hectic. Yeah, so what I'd like to move on to for the last half of the podcast is inspired by a conversation I had with my mom recently about the whole security versus freedom argument. I think I sort of touched on this about a few podcasts ago regarding, you know, torture, how it's both for humanity and against it, when that's just one person's theory. I disagree with it. I think it's against humanity, period. Because what makes us different from the rest of the animals is that we're supposed to be civilized, or we're more civilized than most animals. And so, you know, the idea that we would torture, etc., or spy on ourselves and take away our own freedoms just to protect ourselves, quote-unquote, you know, to me that's absurd. And I think there's not enough discussion going on about how freedom is more important than security. I mean, Patrick Henry, I think it was, said, "Give me liberty or give me death." I think that was him. And I feel like there's not enough of a lampshade being hung on the idea that we're sacrificing the very thing we're supposed to be fighting for in order to feel safe. And part of living in a free society is not being safe, but being brave. Standing up and saying, yes, I'm doing the right thing, so therefore I'm not afraid, because if anyone attacks me, they're in the wrong. I'm doing the right thing. You know, and it just seems like we've got to keep America safe, you know, and that's just cowardly, I think. You know, I understand the instinct. Everybody's got a survival instinct, but we are humans. We are humans. We can stop and we can go, hey, hang on. We don't have to, you know, be, you know, giving in to our baser instincts, running and hiding every time somebody says a mean word. We can stop and we can try to work this out. And that's what we really need to be doing. And that's what extremists need to understand as well. So you're not going to solve anything by blowing shit up. It's just, that's not how it works. I mean, just look at history. I mean, granted, revolutions have happened violently, but that's not the same thing as terrorism. It's usually like an army rises up, topples a government. It's not, I mean, when's the last time a war was won solely by terrorists? I can't think of one. A lot of wars are started by terrorists or started with terrorism. Ours was, you don't think Boy Scouts dumped the tea into Boston Harbor, do you? That was a terrorist act, literally. I mean, by definition, nobody got killed. I don't think. Actually, that's a good question. Maybe did they have armed guards on the King's ships? Although they weren't the King's ships, they were the East India Company's ships. But whatever. So I just feel like there's this, you know, let's compromise our principles and our morals to stay safe. And I'm like, that ain't worth it. That just ain't worth it, guys. You know, who are we protecting? Why are we protecting our lives when we're not protecting our principles? Because what's the point of us calling ourselves a civilized society? Of course, I'm saying this in criticism of a society that breaks its own rules all the time. And it's like I said last week, where, you know, on the podcast, where it's just the P podcast, where I said, you know, it's like, you know, how can we live with this sort of, how can we trust our government at all, ever? We can't. And, you know, and likewise, we can't just ignore our principles. That's the whole point. We need to stick to not necessarily our guns, but our principles. And I just feel like we're just, as usual, we're ignoring a lot of stuff we shouldn't be ignoring. And so I'll generally leave you with that, I think. I hope if you're a Star Wars geek, you're having a good Star Wars day, May 4th, 2016. Please vote Hillary in November. I'll probably say that a bunch of more times before the election, but I wanted to get started early. Start laying the groundwork. Anyway, well, thank you very much for listening. I really appreciate it. Let me know what you think in the comments, wherever you are listening to this, or on Twitter. I'm the Pete on Twitter. So go find me there. Wish me a happy Star Wars Day if you want, or mock me for it. It's fine. I don't care. You're entitled to your opinion. All right. Thank you very much for listening once again. See you next week, or hear you next week. And this is the Pete signing off. Ba 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 ba. Wow, that was a really annoying way to go out.